Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol Daf Samach Beis. We're starting Samach Aleph Amud Beis, a third to last word on the daf. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sarah Pas Biakam Moshe, Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. And we're discussing kosher and non-kosher birds. Amar Nachum Nachman says Samach Beis Amud Aleph on top. Hayu Baki Bahen Ubish Masein. If a person is an expert with them and their names, meaning he knows exactly what all the birds in the Torah are, the 24 non-kosher birds are mentioned in the Torah, he knows what they are and their names and all their types. So therefore, Aif Abba Basam Echad Tahar. If he finds another bird that has even one Simin Tara, it would be 100% kosher. No problem, because he knows it's not including the ones in the Torah. And that's what we conclude with yesterday as well. However, says Rav Nachman, lo yahay baki b'hen b'shmei sayin, if he's not expert with all them and their names and all the things listed in the Torah, so b'simen echad tamei, if he finds a bird that has only one simen Torah, it wouldn't be kosher, because it might be either a paras or aznia mentioned in the Torah, and they also only have one simen. Since he's not an expert, it might be a paras or aznia. However, b'shnei simanim tahar, if he finds a bird that has two simani Torah, it would be kosher. V'shiyakir ayrev, he just has to know what an ayrev is, because ayrev is mentioned in the Torah as a non-kosher bird, and it has two simani Tyra, so as long as he knows that this is not an Irev, so it'd be a kosher bird. We just ask on this, Irev is Sulai, just an Irev, and that's it. What do you mean? Vatan, you have a Brysa, the Pasuk says Irev, Ze Irev, that's referring to the Irev itself. And then when the Pasuk says Leminai, to its kind, so Rablezer and Rablezer tells us, Lavia says Zarzir, this is including a Zarzir, and Amrulai Rablezer told Rablezer, Valai Anche Kvartamarta should be Huda, Hayu Eichonai son, the people of Kvartamarta and the Huda region in Eretz Yisrael, they would eat the Zarzir bird, Meneshishlan Zefek, because it has a Zefek, and Irev doesn't have a Zefek. So like you say, the Zarzir is included in Irev, and that it's not kosher. So Amalahan, Rabbi Lezer told them, Afhina Sidalitin Asadin, they're also going to give Din Mechashmin and Shemaim for that, because the Zarzir lives among the Irev, and therefore they're considered an Irev. Nadavar Acher, another understanding of the word Leminehu or Leminai that the Pasuk says, Lahavi Sanunis Lavana, the Rabbi Lezer says is including the white Sanunis, that that's not okay to eat. Now Amalahan, so they asked him, Alay Anche Gala Elyon Eichonaisai, the people of the Upper Galilee, they eat it, Mnesha Kirkavan and Niklaf. That's because his Kirkavan is able to be peeled as opposed to an Irev, which is not. So Amalahan told them, no, Afhina Sidalitin Asadin, they're also going to give Dimech Cheshbon for that. Now, the bottom line of what we see over here is it's not just Irev, it's Irev and its men, meaning there's other birds included in Irev that are not allowed to be eaten. Zakir of Nachman say that if a person finds a bird that has two Simani Tyra and he knows that this is not an Irev, then it's fine. What do you mean? It might not be an Irev, but it might be the men of an Irev. The Gemara says you're right. Ella, Irev, Achal Min Irev. What Nachman really means to say is that if he knows Irev and all the different types of Irev, anything that fits in the men of Irev, and he knows that this bird that he found is not that, then it would be kosher. Now, Amram Meimar, he says, Hilchasa, what's a halacha? Aif Abba Basimon Echad Tahar. If there's a bird with one Simon Tara, so it's kosher. Vahudalai Daris, that's long as it's not Dairis. Rashi over here points out that Dairis means it puts its claw on the food while it's eating it to make sure the food doesn't move and the whole thing doesn't come up in one shot. Now, Amalai Rashi, the Meimar, Rashi asked the Meimar, Had Rav Nachman Mai, what do you do with Rav Nachman said? So Amalai, a Meimar responded to him, Lo Shmiali Kloimar, meaning to say, Lo Svirali, I don't hold of what he said. Because my Ikka, what would be? Meaning, what would be your issue if you find a bird that has one Simon Tara? Mishon Paris of Aznia, then it might be a Paris on Aznia. That can't be because less Nubi Yishov. They don't live in inhabited places. They live out in the wild. And we're talking about a person who's walking down the street and he finds a bird there. So that's called Yishov. He definitely doesn't have to be Chayshish that it's a Paris or Aznia. And therefore, again, as long as it's not Dairis, Amemar says it's a perfectly fine bird. You're allowed to eat it if it has even one Simen Tara. Continue to discuss this on Rav Yudi. He tells us, Oifa Misaret Kasha Lataris Mitzaira. A bird that scratches, that's Kasha Lataris Mitzaira. The Torah tells us the part of the Tara process of Mitzaira is that he has to bring a Tzipar drawer, which literally means a free bird, and the explanation is that it flies freely around the house, you're not able to catch it, and so if a bird is a masaret, it's a scratching bird, that's a description of the tzipar dror, and it's allowed to be used for tahara mitzaira. And v'zuhi sanunis levana shnech lubar Rebbe Elazar chamim, this is the white sanunis that we quoted above that Rebbe Elazar chamim argued about. Rebbe Elazar said that it's not okay, and the chamim said that it is. Now we clarify the machlokes. Amar Meimar, Meimar says, b'chivar kreisa kuli amol pligi desharia. If the sanunis has a white stomach, no one argues, they all say that it's okay. Ki pligi, what's machlokes Rebbe Elazar chamim b'diruka kreisa? If its stomach is yarik, which is usually translated in the Gemara as yellow, Rebbe Elazar asar, he asers Rizban Shari, the Rabban Matar. And Velchuzik Rebbe Elazar, Velchuzik Rebbe Elazar, that it's asar. And Marzotra Masni Hachi, Marzotra teaches as follows. That Bidruka Kresa, Kuli Amulei Pligi, the asar. We're talking about a yellow stomach Sununa. Nobody argues, and they hold that it's asar. Ki Pligi, what's the machlekes? Vedachiver Kresa, that's when it has a white stomach. Rebbe Elazar asar, Rabban Sharu, the Rebbe Elazar says asar, Rabban say it's mutter, and Velchuzik Rabban and the Sharu, and Velchuzik the Rabban that it's mutter. So now the Gemara asks, Bishlam Lamanda Amar Bechiver Kresa Pligi. We understand according to the second Manda Amar, then the machlekes is regarding a white-stomached bird. Hanukatani, that's why it says Sununis Lavana. Rashi takes out the words Zuhi from the Girsa, so that's what we just read, Sununis Lavana. It makes sense that it calls it a Sununis Lavana, because we're talking about a white-stomached bird. Elamanda Amr b'diruka pligi, but according to Manda Amr, the machlekes is regarding a yellow-stomached Sununis. Mai, once again, we take out the word Zuhi, Sununis Lavana. Why does it say Sununis Lavana? It has a yellow stomach. And the answer is Lafuki debati. It's just simply coming to exclude the home Sununis type of bird, the Uchmasi, that's black. black and it doesn't have a light-colored stomach, and therefore we're not supposed to be taking Lavana as literally white. It just means light-colored. Even yellow is included in that. We're discussing Amar Chava, Amar of Yehuda, Tasil, Pasil Mishum Tyrin. The bird that's called a Tasil is Pasil because of Tyrin, but Bakasher Mishum Bnei Yayna, it's Kasher because of Bnei Yayna. In other words, the Tasil is considered a Ben Yayna, it's not considered a Tar. What would the difference be? So as we had briefly mentioned before, the Tyrin lists Tyrin and Bnei Yayna as Karbanos. Now Tyrin have to be older, whereas Bnei Yayna have to be younger. That means that one may not bring a Yayna that's too old, or a Tar that's too young. Therefore what he's telling us is that Tasil is only allowed when it's younger, because it's considered a Ben Yayna. Now another type of bird, the Atzifi, Vitarin Shal Rechava, Atzifi birds, and Tyrin that live out in the open, Ksherin Mishum Tyrin, Upsulam Mishum Bnei Yayna, they're Kasher because of Tyrin, meaning they're brought a little bit older, and they're Pasil because of Bnei Yayna, they're not allowed to be brought when they're younger. Now Masar Ben Daniel Bar of Katina, he asks as follows, we have a Bais that says, Kala Oifais, Samach Beis Ben Beis on top, Paisel Mechatos, all birds, they Pasil the Mechatos, the Mechatos is the water that's going to be used, mixing the ashes of the Paraduma into it, and we know that if Malacha is done with this water, it's Pasil. So if any bird drink from this water, it Pasils the water, and that's because all birds scoop up water with their bottom beak. That's considered like doing Malacha with it, because it's scooping it up. Chutz Menayin, except for the Yayin, says the Braisa, why is that? Menesha Moitzetzes, that's because it sucks the water. It doesn't scoop it up, and just simply sucking water is not considered like doing Malacha with it. Now here's the question, Mimisa, if it's really true that we just had another bird that was included in the category of Yayna, so listening to this Mishnah should teach, Chutz Mi Yayna Vitasil, except for Yayna and a Tasil, because if a Tasil is a type of Yayna, that means if a Tasil takes a drink from the Mechatas, it's not going to Pasil it. Why didn't the Mishnah mention that? So Rab Zeira, he answers, no, Zem Moitzetzu Meki, Zem Moitzetzu Veini Meki, the Tasil, it does suck up water, however, it's Meki, it spits some of the water back in, and that Pasils it either because of Avoida or because there's some spit inside, so that's considered a Psol, as opposed to a Yayna, it sucks up water and doesn't spit anything back inside, and that's why it doesn't Pasil the Mechatas. So that's a din specific by Mechatas. However, in terms of it being kosher to be brought as a carbon, the Tasil is a valid type of Yayna, and it's not like a Tar. We continue discussing a whole bunch of different birds. Amar Yehudi tells us, Hani Kufshani Tzutziani, these two different types of birds, Ksherim Lagam Mizbech, they're allowed to be brought on Mizbech, Vehain Hain Tarn Shal Rechava, these are these Tarn of Rechava that we just mentioned before. As we are Mesvei, we have a problem. A Pasuk tells us that part of the Taras HaMetzairah is Ezov, that we have to bring Ezov, which is usually translated as Hyssop. The bottom line is, what do we learn from here? We have to bring something called Ezov. Veloy Ezov Yavan, Veloy Ezov Kochli, Veloy Ezov Raimi, Veloy Midbari, none of these other types of Ezov are allowed to be brought. Veloy Kol Ezov Shesh Leshem Levi, no Ezov that has an additional name to it, like all these other ones you just mentioned, they have an additional name, they're not just called plain Ezov, so they're not allowed to be brought. It should be the same thing with these other birds, this is called Kufshani, or Tzutziani, or Tarn Shal Rechava, they're not called plain old Tyran. So Rabbi, he answers that no. Kol Sheshtana Shmai Kaida Matan Tyra, if the name of this thing changed before Matan Tyra, Vikpida Tyra Alav, and the Tyra was Makbid about this men, meaning the Tyra says, bring this men, so then we would say, Yesh L'Shem Levi, Pasol, that if it has an additional name, it's Pasol, because the Tyra says, bring this men, and the men that you want to bring has an additional name, so it's not allowed to be brought. But Vahani, these birds we just mentioned, Lenishtanu Shmon Kaida Matan Tyra, their name wasn't changed before Matan Tyra, and therefore they're allowed to be brought. Now Rav Amar, he gives a different answer. Hani Kufshani Tzutziani Be'asrayu Stomachari Luhu. These birds, Kufshani and Tzutziani, in their locale, they're called by just regular name of Tyran. If you're a bird watcher or you go to a zoo and you see the bird behind the cage, so they have a little description, they're going to tell you this is a Kufshani, this is a Tzutziani. That's because they have to describe it to you. But if you went to this place where it came from, they wouldn't call it that. They would just call it a Tar. And therefore, it's considered like it just has a regular name and it doesn't have a Shem Levi. It doesn't have this additional name and therefore it's permitted. As opposed to these other Ezovs, Ezov Yavan or Kochli or whatever it is, even in the regular area where they're found, they still have this unique name, and that's what makes them possible. Amar Yehudi continues telling us, Hani Karzi de Bechilfi, these grasshoppers of Bechilfi, Sharu, they're allowed to be eaten, whereas Bekarvi, if they're among cabbage, Karvi is like Kruv, cabbage, Asiri, they're Asir. And Amar Vini, he tells us, don't think that this is a suffix, that we're not so sure what type of grasshopper this is, so that's why it's Asir. It's 100% Asir, Umalkin or Laim Shum Sharat Aif. If a person eats it, he's going to get Malkus for eating Sharat Aif, so it's 100% clear that it's Asir. More birds, Amar Yehudi tells us, Sarda Shari, Barda Asir. Tsar the bird is mutter, the bar the bird is asur. Simon echluik, remember, is bar mina. The word bar mina literally means excluded from this or besides for this, and so the bar the bird, which is like bar mina, is the one that's asur. However, marda sveika, the marda bird is a suffix whether or not it's okay. Now we expand this sugya a little bit. Amar Vasi tells us, shmaina sveika is hain, there's eight different types of birds that are suffix. Chuva, chuga, suga, veharnuga, tushlami, umarda, kuchilna, ubarnafcha. So we see marda is one of these birds as mentioned. The question is, my sveikayu, what exactly is the suffix? The answer is, if it's Tyrim, Kurkavan, Niklaf, Utmeim, and Kurkavan, Niklaf. Kosher birds, their Kurkavan, their gizzard could be peeled, whereas non kosher ones, the Kurkavan can't be peeled. But the Hani, these birds we just mentioned, the Kurkavan and Niklaf, Besakina. The Kurkavan is able to be peeled with a knife, and the question is, does that mean it's peeled? appealable or no. Asking more, why is that a problem? Well, he bar avza, there was a young duck that have a be mar shmuel, there was in the house of mar shmuel, do I have a come miklev korkabane, its korkabane wasn't peeling, and he put it in the sun, bekeven du rafi, once it got soft, iklef, it was able to peel. As we see from here, that even though it's not easy to peel it, still it's considered peelable, and therefore it's not a problem, should be the same thing with these other birds, even though you have to peel it with a knife, so it's not so easy to peel, big deal, it should still be kosher. The Gemara answers no. Hasam ki rafi iklef biyada, over there by the duck in mar shmuel's house, when it got soft, so it was able to peel by hand, but hach over here, afagav du rafi, even when it's soft, loy miklef el b'sakino, it's only able to be peeled with a knife, and so that's why it's still a suffix. Now Rabbi, he tells us, Tarnagol de Agma, this Tarnagol of the swamp, Chamishman Svekas, who, this is considered one of the eight Svekas, Vahinu Mardu, that's the Mardu that was mentioned. Now Rabbi, he tells us, Tarnagol de Agma Asira, the Tarnagol of the Agma is Asir, whereas Tarnagol Ta de Agma, that which is called Tarnagol Ta of the swamp, Sharia, that's permitted. And the Simonic, the way to remember, is Amaini Vilay Amainis. We have a din regarding people from the nation of Amain, that only a male Amaini is not allowed to marry into Yadin, but a female Amainis is. And it's the same thing with these two different types of birds, Tarnagol La and Tarnagol Ta da Agma. The Tarnagol La is not okay. Tarnagol Ta, which is the female name, is permitted. However, Darshma Remar, he darshened Tarnagol Ta da Agma Sira. This Tarnagol Ta da Agma is Asr. Why? Because Chazir the Dars of Achla, they saw that it was being dirous and eating. And Vahinu Girusa, that's the Girusa bird that we're going to be learning about later on. Now, Marav, he tells us, Shavar Andarfta, Shari, Pirz Andarfta, Asr. This bird that's called the Shavar Andarfta is Mutter, whereas the Pirz one is Asr. And Simonic, the way you can remember this is Pirz Rashia. There was a fellow who lived back then whose name was Pirz. He was a great Rasha, and so the Pirz Andarfta bird, that's the Asr one. And Rav Huna, he tells us that Bunya Shari Parva Asir. The Bunya bird is Mutter, and the Parva bird is Asir. And Simonic, the way to remember that is Parva Amgusha. Parva was a sorcerer. We know there's actually a Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash compound that's called Lishka's Beis HaParva, and according to some, it was named after this Parva fellow, and he wasn't exactly the best one out there, so we see that the Parva bird is Asir. Now Rav Papa, he tells us that Mardu Zagid V'Achil Shari, and Rashi tells us that this is actually its name. Now, if we're going to literally translate it, it means the Mardu bird that stands up and eats, so that's permitted. But again, as Rashi had said, its name simply is Mardu Zagid V'Achil, so that's a kosher bird, whereas Zagid V'Achil, if its name is the Mardu Zagid V'Achil, it bends down and eats, Asir, it's Asir. And Simonich, what's really remember, the Pasuk tells us, Lois Ishtachav El Acher, don't bow down to foreign gods, so we see the bird that bends down, and that's at least its name, that's the non-kosher one. In Amar Shmuel, he says, Shasi Chamra Asira, the bird that's called Shasi Chamra, literally meaning wine drinker, it's Asir, and the Simonich, the way to remember that is, Shasui Yain Psulim Avaida. If a Kain had drunk wine, he's not allowed to do Avaida, so the bird that drinks wine is not kosher. And Amar Shmuel, he says, Mazga Chamra Asira, the bird that's called Mazga Chamra, which literally means it mixes or stirs wine, that bird is Asir. However, Samachim Lom went off on top. Bas Mazga Chamra, the bird that's called this, Sharia is permitted. And Simonich, the way you can remember it is, Yafa Kaicha Ben Mikaicha Av, the Kaicha of the son is stronger than the Kaicha of the father. And over here, the Bas Mazga Chamra, literally meaning the daughter of Mazga Chamra, that's a permitted type of bird. And a review that he tells us, Shekitna, which is a type of bird, so Ariche Shake, if it has long legs, Visumki, and it's red, Sharia, that's Mutter. Vesimonich, and the way to remember that is Murumza, which was the type of bird that they had back then, which had long legs and was red and was kosher. So the Shekitna type of bird that looks just like that is also kosher. Whereas Gutze, if it's short, Visumki, and red, Asire, it's Asir. And Vesimonich, the way to remember that is Nanus Pasol, a Nanus, which literally means a midget or a dwarf. If a kind is like that, he's vertically challenged, so he's Pasol for Avaid in the Beis HaMikdash. Same thing with this bird that's short. Now, Riche Shake, if it has long legs, Viruke, and it's green, Asir, that's also Asir. And Vesimonich, the way to remember that is Yerukin Psulin, as we mentioned earlier, if it was burned by fire and the insides, which are supposed to be red, turned green, so that's a Simon Psul. Same thing over here. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss birds, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.